You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Get deeper insights on the news from inside sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program today, of course, over the weekend was the official, we always called it nerd prom in Washington, D.C. The White House Correspondents' Dinner took place over the weekend. Opportunity for a lot of those who have pretty miserable lives during the other 51 weeks of the year. And they get together and celebrate themselves mostly. It's the media, the politicos all getting together for an interesting night. I thought this year's was a little weak sauce, to be honest. I don't think there was a lot of great lines or a lot of great energy to any of it. But I want to get to an element of this that we've talked about on this show before, and it really comes out in a place like the White House Correspondents' Dinner. In fact, there was a great piece today in the Washington Post by Jesus Rodriguez. He's the political reporter for the style section. So this is the style section of the Washington Post. And he broke it down really well in terms of what happens at these big kind of events where you've got big media personalities, big politicos, and a lot of people who are scrambling in between. Jesus Rodriguez referred to it as the stare. It's the D.C. scan is what we referred to it as in my day. And I've seen this so many different places and spaces. You're in a room like that. You're having a conversation with someone, and it's like their head is on a swivel. They are constantly scanning the room. They're looking around. They're trying to find that next target or that next person. And really interesting. Sometimes they're looking for a better conversation. No question about that. Sometimes they're looking for a better future, which is something that Jesus pointed out in his piece in the Washington Post, that sometimes people at these events, and there's thousands of people, and they're all connected politically and in the media world and in the lobbyist world. And so sometimes that power scan, not listening to the person who's standing right in front of you as you scan the room to try to find somebody more important, more connected, more leveraged, someone who could make an introduction for you or someone who might be your next boss or employer, it leads to very shallow, very meaningless conversations. And it is the stare. It's the head on the swivel, scanning, searching the room instead of talking to the person who's right in front of you. Now, I get it. Washington is a place where most are looking out for themselves. Most are trying to get that next step on the career ladder. And that's okay. Those are all healthy, good things. But I think what it does in terms of how it trains us to interact and connect and value one another is the bigger issue and the more important lesson. Because this doesn't just apply at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I've seen this play out in business meetings, church meetings, a host of other places, just your average party in the backyard or a community meeting. And suddenly you've got people looking for that next conversation instead of being present to the moment. You've heard me say on this program before that I am still convinced that the most holy thing you can give another person is your presence. And I mean your whole presence, W-H-O-L-E, entire presence. And in this distracted world that we live in, we often end up, like at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, with a lot of very half-hearted conversations. And those half-hearted engagements with other people provide half the listening, you're half distracted, and it produces half the connection, half the joy, half the impact that we can actually have in the lives of other people. Now, you add to that your digital devices, pressing priorities, busy schedules, your own personal problems. Often that prevents us from being completely present to the people right in front of us, even if it's at our own kitchen table. How often are we just not present because we're scanning for the next thing, whether we're looking over our spouse's shoulder at the TV to see what the score of the game is, whether we're looking past one of our children as we look at our digital device to see what that incoming text message was. So learning to be wholly present, completely present, leads us to that holy presence, where we actually give the best of ourselves and receive the best of others. And that's where transformation happens. But sadly, we continue to validate and even celebrate what we do at these big events or in these other settings where we're no longer worried about building a relationship. We're just having one more transaction after one more transaction so we can get on to the next thing, the next person, the next opportunity, the next leverage moment. None of that leads to places that are really uplifting or transformational. I've seen some people in my day who really have the gift of being wholly present, and they are the people who always make a difference because they're there. They're fully there. They're not looking for what's next. They're fully present in what's now. They see people. They see people deeply. Our friend David Brooks, a good friend of the show, he always talks about what we want most in our lives, in our existence, is to be able to be deeply seen. And when we see others deeply by being wholly present, we're more likely to be deeply seen. And that's actually where this wonderful thing called a relationship begins. And it doesn't matter whether it's a relationship that is a happily ever after marriage or whether it's simply a good partner in business or a colleague that you value or just a good friend that you know you can turn to when things get really tough. And so I think as we look at those who have that ability, I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned about being wholly present, fully present in all of this. So rather than being distracted, to just be focused, and often that requires us to put our digital devices away. It also requires us to put our agenda away. So even if you are in a networking style event at a business meeting or a political event, just slow down a little bit. Keep that eye contact. Put your phone away and just be present. And if you ask a good question, that's a good thing. But if you really want to have a transformational, wholly present moment, learn the art of asking the follow-up question and then the ability to actually listen to the other person's response. So lots of lessons coming out of the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. Most of them will come and go real quickly, but learning to be present. Don't keep scanning the room. Don't develop that DC stare. Be wholly present. You'll find yourself on holy ground. All right, that wraps it up for Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. I am Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us today. And as always, as you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.